In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding what Yirmiyahu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Yirmiyahu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, afil b'shor sh'osen tzedakah. Even when these people do tzedakah, Yirmiyahu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hichshilam b'nei adam shein ha'gonim kedei shelekabel leim schar. Which seems to indicate that if someone gives tzedakah to someone who's not deserving of receiving tzedakah, you don't get schar. However, Rabbeinu Yoina, in Masechet Brachos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Ayitin, says that if somebody gives tzedakah to someone, he gave the tzedakah, even though the person receiving the tzedakah wasn't worthy, you are mekayim the mitzvah. And so too does the Nemuke Yosef quote the Ramah that if you give tzedakah to someone who isn't worthy of receiving tzedakah, but you weren't aware that this person is not deserving of receiving tzedakah, you were mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. So, in fact, he quotes a Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Rebbe, in time of hunger, wanted to be careful who should receive from his warehouses food. And he was therefore careful who received and who didn't receive. But what happened was that there were Talmidei Chachamim who certainly should have received tzedakah, but they were not coming to take, they were embarrassed to take, and they ended up not getting. So then Rebbe said everybody could come and take. So we see giving tzedakah, you should give to everyone. So how do we understand the Gemara that we're learning here that seems to teach us that giving tzedakah to someone who's now worthy is not considered mitzvah tzedakah? So the Nemuke Yosef, in answer to that question of how could have, so why was the pshat in the klola of Yirmiyahu, says that we have to say that Yirmiyahu was davening that they should give tzedakah, they should know that the people they're giving tzedakah are not really worthy of receiving tzedakah. In other words, what he says is as follows. When is the halacha that as long as you gave tzedakah, you mekayim the mitzvah? That's only if you gave the tzedakah if you didn't know. You gave tzedakah and you had no way of knowing that the person that you were giving the tzedakah to wasn't deserving of it. But if you knew, then of course you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's a hard pshat. Because who's going to give tzedakah if he knows the person is not worthy of it? Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Ha'aris has a different approach. He says that if they give tzedakah to people who are deserving or receiving the tzedakah, then even if they don't have the proper intent when they do the mitzvah, they'll get schar. But if they don't have the proper intent, and they also end up not giving tzedakah to people who are deserving of it, then the halacha will be that they don't get the mitzvah. The Shita has a different explanation. He says, even if we'll say they'll get credit for the mitzvah tzedakah, it's still, we know that the pasuk says, and we quoted this in our previous year, matn b'seisa yich v'af, that certain types of tzedakah have a tremendous power. The tzedakah that's supposed to be very powerful, that you don't have when you give it to anim shenet mugonim. Darizel has a different pshat. He says, we find in the Gemara a number of places that the Gemara differentiates between an Eden Rischa, a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is upset, versus other times. So indeed, typically, the mitzvah tzedakah is extremely powerful. And the mitzvah tzedakah has the power to protect us, even if we give tzedakah to someone who may not be deserving of it. However, that's only when it's not an Eden Rischa. Daruch Yisharim has a very nice pshat. He says, a person who gives tzedakah l'shem shemayim, so let's say someone invites a person into his home because he believes that this person has nowhere to eat, nothing to eat. And this person, instead of reciprocating and the person opened up his home to him, he ends up stealing from his host. Or let's say someone lends somebody money or something or some or whatever item, and then the person who borrows never ends up returning what he borrowed. So a good person will continue giving tzedakah. A good person will continue inviting poor people to his home. A good person will continue lending to other person. He's going to say, just because there was this person who acted so terribly, he stole from me, he didn't return to me, does that mean that I should stop doing the right thing? However, a person who isn't giving tzedakah with the proper kavana, so yes, he'll give tzedakah, but as soon as he'll have any situation that because him giving tzedakah something negative happened, he gave tzedakah, he lent somebody money and the money wasn't returned, he invited to somebody to his home and he had a bad experience, then he'll never give tzedakah again. So he says, that's what happened over here. He says, Yirmiyahu was well aware about what type of people the people of Anosos were. He says he knew that these people, as soon as they'll have one bad experience with giving tzedakah, they'll never give tzedakah again. So, absolutely, he says, if you give the tzedakah, as we've been discussing, we quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah, we quoted the Nemuka Yosef, that even if you give tzedakah to someone who's not worthy, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. But their thinking was that even though we're mekayim the mitzvah, and Yirmiyahu wasn't aware of that, but what Yirmiyahu was thinking was, I know that they'll never give tzedakah again. I saw from Yitzhak Zilberstein, he asks a question. So what happens if somebody indeed gave tzedakah to someone, and then it turns out that the person he gave tzedakah to wasn't deserving of receiving tzedakah? And he has, let's say, Maisik Sofim fund. He has money from his Maiser. So does he have to replenish that? Or that the money he gave, since when he gave the money, his intentions were honorable, he doesn't have to replace that money. So I saw that he paskins, and I saw so too is the psak of the Sefer Nishmas Yisrael, that such an individual should replace the money that he put away for tzedakah, that he should replace the money that he had in his Maisa fund, even though it was an accident that he gave it to a person who wasn't deserving of that tzedakah. However, he does quote the Goyoni Hashas, even though we're quoting in our shir the Rabbeinu Yoinan and the Mukhe Yosef, that you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, even if you give the tzedakah to someone who's not deserving of receiving the tzedakah, he does quote the Gilyonei HaShas, who quotes a Yoreim, that if somebody withholds giving tzedakah because he wants to give tzedakah to a person who's truly deserving of receiving tzedakah, and he's not quite certain that the person that is now asking tzedakah of him is really deserving of tzedakah. So he says that even the Rishonim, who are of the opinion, as we've been discussing, that you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, even when you give it to someone who's not deserving the tzedakah, are in agreement that it's better to give tzedakah to someone who's truly deserving of tzedakah. And therefore, one should, if one has the option of giving tzedakah in a place where he knows that it's for sure going to someone who's giving, who for sure is deserving of the tzedakah, he should wait to give the tzedakah there rather than give it to someone who he's not sure if he's mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Ratvaz says that we know by all mitzvahs we're not allowed to test Hashem except for tzedakah. As the famous Gemara Masechta Taina says, if somebody says, I'm giving this money for tzedakah, I'm nash yichy b'ni, when the unmanas that my child should, my his son is now well, and he says it that it should be a refuah for his son, hareza tzadik gomer. And the Mefarshim explain, there's a difference between mitzvahs that are ben odom lechaveroi and ben odom lemakom. And therefore, by mitzvah ben odom lemakom, the intention is absolutely necessary. And if you don't have the kavana, then you weren't certainly mekayim the mitzvah as you should have been mekayim the mitzvah. However, when we speak about mitzvah ben odom lechaveroi, as long as you did the mitzvah, and you exerted yourself to do the mitzvah, and you tried to do the mitzvah properly, you're mekayim the mitzvah. There's a tshuva for a tzvi pesach frank, and the shayla of tshuva is har tzvi, oy rechaim chelik aleph sim melamed hey. The question there is posed by an individual, a Yerushmayim, who found a mistake in his tefillin. A mistake was found in his tefillin. A mistake that meant that the tefillin were never kosher. This person bought the tefillin by a sofer who he assumed to be reliable. He had even checked his tefillin once before and they were found to be fine. And now it turns out that the tefillin are pasul. They were always pasul. Does he have to do tshuva for all the years that he didn't wear tefillin, for all the years that he made a bracha of atola? So he wants to bring a raya, perhaps from our Gemara. From the fact that Yirmu Yodavin Takarish Baruch Hu, V'yu Machshon Ufanecha, Afil B'shar Sh'oysun Tzedaka, Hechshilu B'nei Adam She'enim Ugonim, Kedei Shlo Yikabel Aleim Schar. So we see, and the Gemara used the word Michshol. And he says Michshol means an accident. And yet it seems that our Gemara's opinion is that even if it was a pure accident, it's not considered a mitzvah. On the other hand, he says, the Gemara says, Chishev lasis mitzvah, if somebody intended to do a mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasol, and something beyond his control came up and he didn't do it, ma'alov akosuf kila yasol. So he asks, how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? From our Gemara, it seems that even if the person's intentions were good, it doesn't make a difference. He won't be; it's not considered as if he's fulfilling a mitzvah. And from that Maimer Chazal that we just quoted, it seems that you are mekayim a mitzvah. And then he goes on, he asks, the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, says, Yodu Geshamim, if rain comes down on Sukkos, When may he leave the sukkah? Mishatisruch hamikvah. When it's raining so hard that the rain is ruining the food. And the Mishnah continues with a mashal. Mashal ma'adav daima. Levitch above limza kosh l'rabbi. Somebody wanted to give a cup of drink to his owner. V'shafach lo kitam apanav. Shalavit. And the owner throws the food right back in his face. V'amlai efshir v'shemushach. I'm not interested in you. And in fact, that's why the Rama in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes paskins that even if you're leaving the sukkah because it's raining, yetzei kenichna, you should go out not happily. So here we see that the person built the sukkah. The person's already sitting in the sukkah. And yet it's considered a Siman Klala. So he quotes Ashvus Yaakov. He says there's a difference between an oynus to shchiach and an oynus to loy shchiach. He says if something that was totally beyond my control, then and I did the mitzvah as best as I could, it's considered as if I did a mitzvah. But if it was something that was within my control and or something I should have anticipated, then you don't have the heter of nenes v'layoso. So he explains, that's how we're going to understand the psak by the tefillin, and that's how we're going to understand the psak of tzedakah in our Gemara. He says as follows, the individual who asked him about the tefillin, as we described a moment ago, was an individual who bought the tefillin by a reliable cipher, was an individual who checked his tefillin, and for whatever reason, all of it didn't work, and the tefillin turned out not to be kosher. We can't have any issue with this person. However, he says, when it comes to giving tzedakah, one has an obligation to make sure that he's giving tzedakah to reliable people. And if he ends, and if he didn't do the proper due diligence, and it turns out that he gives tzedakah to people who are not deserving of the tzedakah, he will not get tzchar. And in fact, I saw Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes this tshuva of the Har Tzvi, and he connects it to another shaila. He says there was someone who had a sukkah, prepared a sukkah. And before he went to shul, sukkahs, the first night, it looked like it's rainy. The weather was not that great. So what he did was, he has a cover, he has an awning for a sukkah, and he covered the sukkah with the awning. He comes home from shul, it's Baruch Hashem not raining, and he's obviously very anxious to fulfill the mitzvah's sukkah. So he immediately goes, and he goes into the sukkah, he makes kiddush, he eats the meal, and then he realizes that his sukkah wasn't covered. Was covered. He says, this person is not excused, because it's our obligation, before you sit down in the sukkah, to make sure that the sukkah is indeed 100% kosher. But in conclusion to the shiurim, there's a beautiful vart, there's a beautiful story that I saw. There was once a wealthy person who would give tzedakah on a regular basis to the Rebbe Reb Zisha. He then discovered that the Rebbe Reb Zisha was actually a Talmud of the Mezritza Magid. So he said to himself, why should I give the tzedakah to the Talmud? I'll give the tzedakah to the Rebbe. And instead of giving tzedakah to Reb Zisha, he started giving tzedakah to the Mezritza Magid. And a very interesting thing happened. As long as he was giving tzedakah to Reb Zisha, he was being very successful. As soon as he started giving tzedakah to the Mezritza Magid, he was no longer successful. And he came and asked the Mezritza Magid, I don't understand. As long as I was giving tzedakah to the Talmud, I was being successful. And now when I start giving tzedakah to the Rebbe, I should certainly be even more successful. And yet I find just the opposite is happening. I'm not being successful at all. So he said, as long as you weren't medadik, and you were being careful who you're giving tzedakah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said, give him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't kaviyachol paying such strong attention, strict attention, are you deserving or are you not deserving? Now that you are starting to give tzedakah, now you're starting to do all sorts of examination. Is the person worthy of receiving the tzedakah? Is the person not worthy of receiving the tzedakah? Who's the better person to give tzedakah? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also looks at you. Are you really the right person, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I should be giving bracha to? So he says, that's pshat in this Gemara as well. What the Gemara says is that Yirmiyah Chas V'Shalom didn't want to curse them. Yirmiyah was a Navi. He didn't want to curse Klal Yisrael. He says, the bracha I give Klal Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael will give tzedakah to everyone, to everybody. And they don't look and they don't check. They just give. And just like they don't check and give to everyone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't check and just give everyone bracha v'atzlacha.